Grace and peace, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to Reconciled to God, where our focus is on our reconciliation to our Creator. I am that I am, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Most High, and the King of glory. Our topic today is the Berean practice. What is the Berean practice? This was the practice of the people of Berea. Berea is a small town in Macedonia, whom the Apostle Paul and Silas shared the word with. But rather than stopping at receiving the word from the messengers of the Most High, they searched the scriptures for themselves to confirm that it was in accordance with the Holy Scriptures. We can find this account in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 10 to 11. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Now, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are you making time to search the scriptures for yourself to confirm the message you've received from a pastor, a reverend, an apostle, a teacher, a prophet, prophetess is true? Let's go into the scriptures to see what happens when we do not search the scriptures for ourselves. Let's go into the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 14. I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. So that we are no longer children, that is, being spiritually immature, tossed back and forth like sheep on a stormy sea, and carried about by every wind of shifting doctrine, by the cunning and trickery of unscrupulous men, by the deceitful scheming of people ready to do anything for personal profit. And that is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. So we see that we run the risk of being exposed to false teachers. Another issue is that we might become the people described here in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. I read, for the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth, but wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing, they will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, chosen to satisfy their own desires and to support the errors they hold. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I call on us to examine ourselves with the Word of God, to ensure that our ways are pleasing to the Most High and that we are walking the straight and narrow road. Your follow-up question might be, what is the remedy to this? Let's go back into the book of 2 Timothy. Let's go to chapter 2, verse 15 to 16. Study and do your best to present yourself to God approved, a workman tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth, but avoid all irreverent babble and godless chatter with its profane, empty words, for it will lead to further ungodliness. Brothers and sisters in Christ, please do not outsource your duties, your obligation in studying the Word of God to others. We've all been blessed with the same Holy Spirit, who is our helper. So let us do according to the word of God. Remember, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Call on Jesus Christ to help you, to study, to be consistent, to show yourself approved. Studying the word of God is a commandment that's filled with promises. Let's go into the book of Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt make good success. You might say this commandment was for Joshua. Let's go back into the word. Let's go into the book of James 1:22. But prove yourselves doers of the word, that is actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning, contrary to the truth. So let's see what more is being said about this promise that we receive when we meditate on the word day and night. Let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, I now call on you to adopt the practice of the Berean. Search the word for yourselves. Get your promise. Now, I call on you, if you have yet to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, remember in the book of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe would not perish but have everlasting life. Do not let your past, your present, be a hindrance to you being reconciled to God. Our Heavenly Father is merciful. Remember in 1 John 1, if we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us continually from all unrighteousness. That is our wrongdoing, everything not in conformity with his will and purpose. Brothers and sisters, we are loved. In conclusion, my prayer for us all is for us to maintain our relationship with our Heavenly Father, for us to remain reconciled to God. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Most High, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen. Bye for now.